Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Well, I will rejoice. Yes, I am. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, this is the day, yeah, this is the day that the Lord has made. All right, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited about the Lord on today. What about you? Are you excited? Excited about God on today? I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Journey of purpose. I am living that. And I am excited. I'm excited, and I do magnify God for that, that I am excited about living my journey of purpose. I remember the days that I was not excited about living my journey. I remember it well, but I thank God. I thank God. It's really true. That about as we grow in the Lord and seek Him while He may be found. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, and these things will be added unto us. So today I am so grateful that I can say that. I can say that I am enjoying. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I am enjoying my journey with the Lord. Yes, I am. What a journey. But I realize that I'm not alone. It doesn't mean that I'm not going through things, but I'm not going through them alone. A lot of times, it's just like the footprints in the sand. That God has been carrying me, and there's only one set of footprints. And I magnify God. Hallelujah. I magnify Him for that. So this is the day. And every day I get up, and we have 7:15 prayer, 7:15 to 7:30. And I get up. Thanking God, magnifying Him for the time that He allowed me to spend with Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm excited. And I thank God that He has put an excitement for Him down in me. Oh, I'm excited about that. I praise God because He said, and I think that there's a saying that anything dead ought to be buried. And He even told them, said, let the dead bury it. Let the ones, let them go back. Let the dead bury the dead. Or it may not be just like that. But anything dead ought to be buried. That's what they do with dead things, bury them. But God said He has made us lively stone. So what has happened to that life in you? That life in you. What has happened to it? You ought to take a look at that yourself and ask yourself and then ask God, what has happened to that life? Don't you remember when he saved you? Don't you remember when he filled you with the Holy Ghost? Oh, my God. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank him every day that I yet have my excitement about him. And that's enjoyable to know that you're living your journey of purpose. And that's exactly what I am doing. God knew who I was to be in my mother's womb. In mama's womb, he already had stamped me with who he wanted me to be. And I magnify God on today. I give him the praise. I give him the glory. I give him the honor. And I can say that God is my leader. He's my guide. And I love that. I love giving it to him. Cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. And I love it, casting it upon him, giving it to him. He's in charge of my life. I said yes to God one day. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I continue to say yes to him. And I thank God that he told me who I am. And I thank God for that. I'm a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service, encourage the souls. That's my job. So I don't have to worry about anybody else's lane. I'm in mine. I'm in my lane doing the things that the Lord has given me to do. This broadcast is just that, a voice to say, to encourage you in what God is giving you to do and what he's doing in your life so that you might magnify him the more. I am a practicing believer, and I enjoy practicing living the word of God. My newest book that's about to come out, Dressing in God's Designer Word. You know, he has a lot of outfits in the Word. Yes, he do. And as we dress, we learn to dress. Some of them we have to wear over and over and over and over again. Woo! Because we haven't fully dressed in that Word. So, but I'm learning to dress in his designer word. Thank you, Lord. My armor. God's word is our armor. We can run into it and we can hide there, camouflaged in the word. And the enemy can't do us no harm. He has to get permission from God. He has to get permission. He can't just handle us any kind of way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God won't have it. Thank you. He won't have it. So he has to get permission so we can hide in the word of God. All right, all right. As you can see, I am excited. And I thank God for practicing the God habit. Every day I put on him. I dress in the word. I put him on. I put him on and dress in him. And so I'm developing that God habit. I don't have to worry about bad habits. He can't plague my conscience with that, about habits, bad habits, because I strive to stay in the Word and live what God say. All right then, all right. Our topic on today is blessings on obedience. Just for you. Blessings on obedience. God loves for us to be obedient to the things that he give us that he's given us in his word. He talks to us. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. Said, my sheep know my voice. Do you know his voice? My sheep know my voice. Knowing the voice of God will help us to be obedient. But you got to have a relationship with him now. And you got to, there's upkeep. You got to keep it up. You got to keep it up. So you have to help yourself. How bad do you want this relationship with God? Our pastor preached one Sunday. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Do you want the blessings of the Lord? And then on last Sunday, the Sunday before, he preached, it looks good on you. Obedience looks good on you. Obeying God, living the word looks good on you. Yes, it do. You can see it all in your countenance, in your that beauty. He said he satisfied the meat with salvation. So it shows on us. It shows on us. Blessings on obedience just for you. Now, before we get into this word and talk about it, we're coming from Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, 3 through 14. And before we get into it, we're going to have a word of prayer. And I want you to bring your minds in and think about that. Blessings on obedience. So we want you to be obedient. If you're not obedient to God's word, we want to pray that you become obedient. If you don't have a relationship with God, we want to pray for you to have that relationship. If you've not received him, we want to pray that you receive him into your life and watch your life become sweeter. Since he's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. And I declare it's so. It is so that God, thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, that he's sweet. The son said, he's sweet. I know. I know. I can witness. And others that have gone on, great cloud of witnesses of the sweetness. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, of the sweetness of our God. Thank you today, God. So bring your minds in and get it in your mind what you would have God to do for you on today. Yes, he's a prayer answering God, and he's about doing just that. The scripture says he looked for his word. He looked for it to perform it, to bless us, and he wants us to bless us. He wants to bless us. Says he came to give us life and then to give it to us more abundantly. Thus he came to do that. But then there are stipulations that we have to follow. There's some guidelines that we have to obey, adhere to. And so today I want, as you bring your mind in, I want you to believe God. I want you to take him at his word, and I want you to believe what his words say. He said, as we pray, whosoever, are you a whosoever? He said, as we pray, believe while we're yet praying. While we're yet praying, believe that God has already answered. If we believe it, he said, we can have it. It's ours. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto us. We have not because we ask not. So as you're having it in your mind, believe God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as I speak the word, pray the word, other words, believe it and receive whatever it is that you have before God on today. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you and we magnify you, God, for this broadcast today. What a mighty God that we serve on today. And you're so worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And we're telling our situations about our great big God. Woo! Our great big God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So our situations are grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. Because God is our giant on today. And there is nothing, God, that's too hard or impossible for you. And we thank you for that. We magnify you for that. And we glory in you for that, God. And as we talk about this word on today, Lord, blessings on obedience just for you. We ask that you would anoint your word and bless your servant on today, God, as I talk about it in your name, God. Thank you for your anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, you said if I would lift you up, God, you said you would draw all men unto you, unto your word, God. Thank you for it. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless in the nursing homes, God, that you would go into the hospital zone today and that you would touch there. Walk up and down those hallways, God. Go in those rooms, oh God. Touch your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they come out of there praising and magnifying you, God, in your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is life in your word. Life and health. And you said it in Proverbs 4:20-22. Life in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Go in the homes, oh God, of your people, Lord, where the abuse is going on, God, in the name of Jesus. Neglect, oh God. Go in there, God, and rescue them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for it right now, God. Touch the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate them, God, in the name of Jesus. Your blood to cover everywhere, God, in every situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. While we pray, God, while we call on you, while we talk to you on this afternoon, God, for you are a worthy God. You're my God. You're all of our God in the name of Jesus. You're no respecter of persons, God, in the name of Jesus. What you do for one, Lord, you'll do for the other in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. Look on our leaders everywhere, God. Look on them today and bless them. Regulate their minds to do your will, God, to do your will, God. In the name of Jesus, to do your will, God, your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're soon to come, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't have time to play off, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we magnify you on today, God. Continue to bless your people everywhere. Continue to heal, deliver, and set free, God. Bind the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind him and cast him out, God, in the name of Jesus. Cast him into that lake of fire in your name on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak to every mountain. I touch and agree with my sister and my brother that every mountain, thank you, Lord, be cast into the sea. And we believe your word. We're standing on it. Standing on your word, Lord, and waiting, awaiting manifestation. Thank you, Lord, of your promises, of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. You said if we would acknowledge your Father in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and direction in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 Scripture said, man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time. It is praying time, because prayer is our communication with God. Prayer is. Everybody got a cell phone or their house phone, a way of communicating. Their computers, their iPad, cell phone, oh, way of communicating with each other. But there's only one way to communicate with God, and that's through prayer. That's through prayer. And so we can call him up. And, you know, more so than using your cell phone or your house phone or your iPad, boy, you see folks just texting. Just texting. Having accidents. Just texting. Well, why don't you try calling up Jesus? He'll keep you from the accidents. He'll keep you. Try texting. Try texting Jesus. Text that prayer. Text him. Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles, and he will answer by and by. He said, cast every one of those situations. He said, give them to me. Give them to me and watch me take care of it. He'll handle it. He'll handle it. Yes, he will. All right, then. I want you to, if you have a prayer request that you would like to share, or you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. If you have an event and you would like a motivational encourager to come there and share with in your situation or whatever it is that you're doing, and you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and I would love to come and share the goodness of the Lord. All right, check out my books while you're on my website. All right, today, blessings on obedience. Have you ever thought about that? Blessings on obedience. When we're obedient to God, you know, we can expect blessings. We should expect blessings when we're obedient, because God loves to bless us. He loves us. He's daddy. And he loves to bless his children. And I'm coming from Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 14, so kind of skipped around in there. Obedience is submissive to the restraints or commands of authority, willing to obey. God is our ultimate authority, and we want to be submissive to him. And we got to keep working at it, because, you know, we're taught some things differently, and we do things, some things differently, but we have to become submissive to our God, and that's what obedience is, becoming submissive to the commands or his authority, and we're willing, and blessings it's approval. It's encouragement. It's his grace. And that's what God, blessings on obedience. He will encourage us. He will approve. He approve of the things that we're asking because of our obedience. You know, I want to store up. They used to say, store up the prayers. You know, so that you may not need them right now, but there's going to come a time, because every one of us is going through something or getting ready to go through it. Something may not be the same thing, but living this life, we're going to go through some things. And so Deuteronomy 1 through 6, and this is from the Message Bible, and it says, if you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, all these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. Whenever we obey, whenever God gives us something, we hear his voice, then we're setting ourselves up for a blessing. We're setting ourselves up for blessings from the Lord. So, but like I say, you can't hear his voice if you don't have a relationship with him. You may not even know the voice that you're hearing, that it is God. And so we have to develop that relationship with God so that we hear him, what he's saying, what he's giving us to do, and then we do it. And then we do it. God's blessings inside the city, God's blessing in the country, God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of the herds, the lambs of your flocks, God's blessing on your basket and bread bowl. Food, y'all, food. God's blessings in your coming in and God's blessing in your going out. And I even say, wow, I'm out. I thank him for his blessing, for blessing us to go out and then blessing us while we out, while we working, while my honey's working, while I'm at home, when I go about the city, to the nursing home, doing the different chores that I do. I ask God to bless. And then I ask him and thank him for blessing us to come back in at the appointed time. Ooh, you just think about that. Having God to watch over you. Having God himself watching over us. And then over there in the 23rd, not the 23rd, but in that 91 Psalm, where he says about if we dash our foot against our stone, he encamps the angels, his angels around us to keep us through everything. God is so good. And he said, what is man? What is man that God is so mindful of him? It's because of that great love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that we might have this chance at life. So to go through your whole life sad, wounded, and just no smile, just a wound that never heals. It's too short for that. You've got to allow God, give him that chance, blessings on obedience just for you. And I want you to read the rest of these and just know that God loves you. God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come at you one way and run away in several ways. All of the people on earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. Woo! Just loving God, obeying God. Amen on today. Amen. And God, your God, that I am commanding you today. So get in here. Get in here with the Lord. And allow him to direct you. Blessings. Don't you want blessings? I do. That's what I'm striving for. To obey the Lord. Because I need blessings in my life. Spiritually and naturally so. I need blessings. I want blessings in my life. And I know. Okay. So I want you to know where to go get them. Just for you. Just for you. All right. Until the next time, you have a fabulous day. And the Lord, and I pray, Lord, thank you that we are blessed as we obey you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye now.